Hey everyone, welcome to the Fast in Finance podcast, and I'm your host, Patrick McCrindle. This podcast is designed for everyday, normal people just looking to improve their personal wealth management and expand their knowledge on the markets. Episodes will be short and sweet, focusing on main topics, then transitioning to market outlooks and discussions. We'll cover all the basic concepts so that you have a strong base knowledge before we dive into anything more specific. Wealth management is a concept that's overlooked in many school systems, and we're here to change that. All right, welcome back, everybody. Really appreciate you tuning in, as always, to Fast in Finance. Pretty excited about today's episode. We're going to talk about, you know, considering a withdrawal from your retirement account, right? Whether it's 401k, IRA, etc. Really wanted to make this episode just to outline, you know, the general thought process of an early withdrawal on a retirement account. You know, I think we all know that life can throw surprises at our way, and sometimes we must use the resources that are there, right? But maybe you've been at your job for a while now, or you've been investing into your own IRA for a while, and you check to see a balance there, and you're pleasantly surprised at the amount you have seemed to accumulate, right? That's how most people discover the true power of compound interest, right? They don't check their account on an annual or semi-annual basis. They get excited over the growth, sometimes immediately think about, you know, how they suddenly need that money, right? Or how they could really use it right now, which, of course, it's a natural reaction, but that money is for the future, right? We need to fully understand the situation, consequences, and options before considering or taking that early withdrawal. You got to ask yourself, how bad is the situation, right? Can you consider some alternatives? If you're unaware, withdrawing early from most retirement accounts, employee-sponsored or not, may include a penalty on top of taxes to be paid at the time of the withdrawal, right? Even with a Roth IRA, you may get hit with that early withdrawal penalty on any gains if you make that withdrawal before 59 and a half. You know, some accounts may have exceptions like first-time home purchase or medical emergency, which is great. If your situation can fall under one of those exceptions and you feel like it's a good decision, great. However, the situation is not too serious, consider other options before making that impulsive withdrawal. You know, so in essence, know your situation and why an early withdrawal of your retirement money is justified, right? Is it penalty-free, or is the situation bad enough to pay the penalties? A lot of people make these decisions impulsively before thinking about what their other options are and if it's really worth it. You guys have heard me mention, you know, penalties a few times now. If you've made your mind up and you need to act on an early withdrawal, I would be sure to research the penalties and fees. You should know how much you're withholding for taxes, if any, right? Some IRA accounts may have an early withdrawal penalty as high as 25%, which some people don't read when they're signing those forms, right? Call your HR department and ask for an information sheet on early withdrawals, or ask about their early withdrawal penalties. If you're curious about an IRA, right, call your advisor or custodian and ask about these penalties before making any moves, right? Because they may just change your mind once you hear that penalty. And last but certainly not least, we can't make early withdrawals a habit. Things happen, and we all know life can throw surprises our way once or twice, okay, but numerous times may lead to severe opportunity cost and loss of capital for growth in your account, right? The main goal is to not touch these accounts until you're ready for retirement. Now, let's say you had no other option and had to take out a decent withdrawal from your IRA. Rather than keeping contributions the same, if you're not maxing out already, increase your contributions to make up for that withdrawal, right? If you took an early withdrawal out of a 401k, if possible, increase your contributions so you can catch up. You know, when you turn 50 for IRAs, you're allowed at a higher contribution limit to catch up. That's what they actually call it. It's the catch-up phase. But it's important to have a plan to recover, whether that's putting the money back in over time or finding other means to replace that discrepancy. That just about wraps things up for today's episode of Fast in Finance. It was a quick one, but I just wanted to hit on the major points and concerns of, you know, individuals considering an early withdrawal. Certainly consult your financial professional before doing so, and if you don't have one, don't be afraid to reach out to one. That is what they are there for. Once again, greatly appreciate you guys tuning in, and I'll see you at the next episode of Fast in Finance. The opinions voiced in this podcast are for general information only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations for any individual. To determine which strategies or investments may be suitable for you, consult the appropriate qualified professional prior to making a decision. Securities offered through LPL Financial, member of FINRA and SIPC. Investment advice offered through Private Advisor Group, a registered investment advisor. Private Advisor Group and SGI Wealth Management, LLC are separate entities from LPL Financial.